Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host on this second day of fall. Fall is finally here. Not that we're feeling it that much here in the desert, but it is finally here. Joining us in the boardroom, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. So you've been opening the windows a little bit at night?
A little bit, yeah.
Last night, though, I did, and I thought it was kind of warmer last night.
It got humid, I think, these last
Is that what it was?
Days, yeah.
Yeah, it was. I kept waiting because I have been opening the window just a little bit. I'll get up around, 3 or something, and I have this weird little thing. I open the shutter. I feel the window. If it's cold, then I know I can open it. If it's warm, then I don't open it.
No, that's a good way to do it.
But last night, I said, I'm opening it anyway. And then, maybe that's what it was, the humidity. But it is the second day of fall today, so we have officially, in the books, we're finished with summer, but we are going to have a hot spell this week.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Did you see that?
It's going to be hard for us to tell for a moment.
I know. 107 or something. I don't know is what they're talking about. Yeah. But we're getting closer. At least we have some moments of coolness now, where before it was never any moments of coolness. All right. We want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club and Monterey for giving us donuts for our guests. We thank them so much. So they are in the Albertson Shopping Center there. So if you're looking for donuts, Swiss Donuts, that's the only one I use. Not any of the others here in the Coachella Valley. Not that they're, not good or anything. It's just that's where I go. I've been working with Michael and Jennifer for, how long have I been here at Money Radio? What, 7 years now? Something like that? 7, 8 years? So, and I moved over to Palm Desert 18 years ago. So figure 18 years. I've been eating donuts from Swiss Donuts. That's a long time.
It is a long time.
That's a long time. No wonder when I go in there, we talk like we're old friends, because we are.
Because you are. Yeah, you are old.
Jeez. All right. Today's show is presented by Diane Williams & Associates, real estate experts, trust experience, trust. So I went ahead and did it. I couldn't wait. I was just too excited. I decorated my house for Halloween. I mean, not with a bunch of spider webs or anything like that, but I did the table that I always have. I have one of those dining room tables that you never use.
Right, except for decorating?
Except for decorating, yeah. It's always decorated with some sort of holiday of some kind. I don't know. But so I did, and I went ahead and did the Halloween thing, did put some pumpkins around the house, and did like the guest bathroom all Halloween-ish. So it looks really cute. So officially for me, I am into the holidays. So, and plus, do we see Christmas trees at Costco already? And in fact, John Monahan sent me a picture, almost a month ago, saying, can you believe there's a Christmas tree at Costco already?
You know what? When I go to Costco, all I see are the TVs.
Oh, because you walk right in.
That's Christmas. Yeah, that's. I feel like that's Christmas. So they're just pushing those TVs.
The big ones. They're
humongous, yeah.
I don't even know, because I'm really bad with numbers and figuring out inches and all that sort of stuff. I don't even know how large some of those screens are.
Some of them are. I always tell, there's one I think that's like 72 or 75 or something like that. I always tell Jen, I'm like, that one looks good for the room. She just doesn't agree.
No, she doesn't want this. Maybe
like,
if you have
huge
a TV room or something. I don't know. But not in a living room. That would just, well, anyway, Costco does their own thing. Let's see what else has happened. I did that. I went to a Few Good Men. I went to the event, A Few Good Men. I have to say that the season has officially kicked off as far as events, because this was honoring Ronald McDonald House. We had Karen Hooper on the show with us and to talk about this event. And it was full. The room was full. It was over at Agua Caliente. Everybody looked refreshed from the summer, ready to start the gala swing all over again. And I have to say, for a September 20th event, which is still kind of, out of season here for us, it was full of people. The room was full. They did a great job. So congratulations to them. But again, I've been to a few events this past week, and there have been a lot of people at them, a lot of people coming back in town. I'm seeing the license plates from all over. So be prepared. I think the season is starting early. I really do. I think we're in for a big, big season. And then it was Friday morning, started my day out again with credit card fraud.
Really?
What is it? I am on every, that dark web?
Right. Yeah,
I am on I'm on the super dark web. My information was, and it's a card that I only use for Constant Contact. It's one of those automatic charges to this one card, a credit mm-hmm. card. And a gal called me. I called him back, and we went through all the security questions. I have to go through a gazillion security questions to talk about my credit card account.
Right.
However, this person called and changed the address. and asked for a replacement card.
Really?
Now, how
so
could
you must have something on your computer or something?
I don't. I don't do any banking. I don't do anything on my computer that
well,
they
you do something somewhere that is.
Well, this happened probably 10 years ago when the initial brunt of it, and they told me once you're on the list, they keep circulating these old lists, and they'll hit you up. You know, every couple years you'll get. But they were really nice, and afterwards I thought about, wait a minute, I had to verify all these things to even talk about my credit card. Right. How did this person change the address? Ask for
they probably did it online, because when you go online, you don't have to do all those things.
Well, you know what? Maybe.
No, but when I go online, I can just log right into my account.
Was that you?
No.
No. This person was from Washington.
Washington State?
Yeah.
Well, didn't you, I thought last time, wasn't it just Ohio or
it was
something?
Oklahoma. Yeah, I don't know. I'm all over the place. Yeah. Anyway, so be careful out there, folks. The good thing about it is I do have all these security questions. So there was a red flag as soon as that happened. So they called me immediately, said, we want to verify that you're asking for a replacement card sent to this app. They hadn't sent anything.
So you, okay, so when you pay your bills, though, you just mail them out, just regular old mail? Or
yeah,
what?
That's what I do.
I wonder if somebody's stealing your mail.
No, they're not stealing the mail. Like I say, this happened 10 years ago when I had major credit card issues. So just be careful out there, folks. And when they call you, here's another thing. At first, when they would call me and say there was credit card fraud, I just said, eh, and I didn't call them back. I don't know why. I didn't call him back right away. I thought, oh, what are these people bugging me for? And then now, though, I call immediately and get it straight.
Right. Just make sure you call.
Yeah.
And don't start punching stuff in.
Oh, no, no. I call. And then
a lot of time those letters are fake.
Oh, yeah. The letters
there was no. It's not even from the credit card company. You're just calling.
Well, that's what I wonder, too.
Yeah.
I think I have to make sure. Anyway, so be careful out there. And then they send you a text now that you have to read the text and give it back to them. And I do have security questions that only they know, and that 20 of them, so I have to remember an answer. Anyway, so just be careful out there. It still happens, even when you don't think you have anything out there, and once you get on that dark web, you're there for the rest of your life. So, all right, on today's show, what are we doing? We're going to paint El Paseo pink. At least we're going to find out how you can be part of that with Sarah Bryant from the Desert Cancer Foundation. And then we're going to find out about the Idlewild Art Walk and Wine Tasting that's coming up. When's it coming up? Next month? October? Lots of things happening in October. I do have some prizes to give away. We have two tickets to see Oklahoma at the Palm Canyon Theater. And I think at this point you get to decide what day you want to go. Sean will tell you about it when you call in to win these tickets. I also have two passes for the Living Desert Zoo and Gardens who went into their regular hours now. They're back to regular hours beginning October 1st. So they are back to, those of you who go hiking early in the morning and late in the day and all that sort of stuff. So the Living Desert is back in full swing October 1st. The number you need to call to win anything, or you should program this into your phone, would be the easiest thing to do, is 760-440-8255. That's 440-8255, and Sean will be the person that answers the phone, not me, and you can have a nice little chat with Sean over there. So a new episode of Traveling with Francoise came out on Ramona, California.
I didn't see it.
You didn't?
You know what's funny is I was thinking about it right now. I was like, wait, it did come out this week.
It did come out this week. I am getting a lot of great response. Yesterday I was at the clubhouse where I live, and one of the gals that worked there says, Francoise, we were all watching your show in the clubhouse the other day, and she said, that town looks so fun. She said, I want to go. And you know, that's the biggest compliment I can get.
Right. Well, that's what you're looking for. Yeah.
Right. That I can show enough to make them want to go. So that was nice. And then this week, I don't know, you probably didn't see my Facebook post. And I'm not bragging by any means, folks. But this happened in one day. I took a family member for a doctor's procedure to find out about it. And the doctor recognized me from the TV show.
Oh, yeah.
And loved the show. And then afterwards, I was just kind of in the mood for a shake. So I went and got a shake, and I won't say what fast food place, because, well, okay, it was McDonald's. I'll tell you. I went to McDonald's. And they don't really know me, but the people that work there have no idea who I am.
Right.
They don't know that I even promote them. They have no clue, because that's a whole different world. And the guy in the window said, are you that travel gal? And I said, yeah. I said, you know, I recognize you. So here's shakes on us. All in one day. I thought, how nice is this?
That's awesome.
So maybe, you know, we're finally gaining some momentum with the TV show, so I was really happy about that. And that is every Thursday at noon on Fox 11. They're also playing a bonus spot on Monday morning, I think at either 5:30 or 6, and then it's regular time on Friday morning at 5:30. So thanks to Fox 11 for putting it out there even more because they like the show. Yesterday I was on KSQ TV, and we had a look at my Yellowstone trip. So that was nice. That I'll get that posted on the YouTube page as well. And I have a note here on my notes. Oh, I know what I'm saying. I know what it means. All right. And we want to give a shout out to Doug, who hasn't been feeling well. So, Doug, we want you to get better because you and Gina are longtime listeners of the show, and it's because of you, Doug. And so, please, we're sending you lots of prayers and hugs and get well wishes so you feel better over there, okay? All right, and so we have lots of things. Oh, and then we also got a thank you card. This is very nice. I'll read this card. It said, "Hi, Francoise. Happy fall. I hope everything is going well with you as we head into this beautiful time of the year. Thank you so much for the beautiful gift basket from Brandini Toffee. It was a great reminder for gift ideas as the holidays are just approaching." So true. "With sincere appreciation and your thoughtfulness, take care and thanks again, Ralph." Ralph S. You are, actually, it's Ralph Sullivan. I'll just tell you who it is. He is a longtime listener of the show as well. Very nice card, Ralph. Thank you so much. Nice little thank you card. I always like appreciate getting these. So all in all, been a busy week. So I think now we will just step aside for a moment. And when we come back, we'll just talk about some things that are happening. Sean, you need to get your pick of the week.
I already got it.
Oh, you already have it. Yeah. Wow. Okay. You're just right on top of things today. Okay, folks, you're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. So great to have you with us today on this second day of fall. All right, this segment of the show is brought to you by Animal Samaritans. They have been improving the lives of animals and people since 1978. I mean, we've been looking at all the animal rescues from Florence. I know some people were really upset online over that they showed pictures of these animals being rescued out of some a shed that they were in. And they were really blaming the homeowners. And sometimes, you know, there's those decisions that you have to make. They're telling you to evacuate. You take the kids. You got to go. You try to get the animals, and you can't get back. And I know it's terrible stories, but the owners felt so bad of all the backlash they were getting, and they said, "We tried." In fact, that's why the first responders went back in there to get
the
animals.
Right, 'cause they knew they were
there. Because they were telling them, "Please, our animals are in there."
Like, you're talking like horses and stuff, right?
Well, the horses, I mean, a lot of times people just open the cages, right, open up the stables and let them go.
So what kind of animals were in
there? Dogs. Uh-huh. Yeah, but there's a lot of, you can adopt a lot of rescued pets out there now, rescue animals that they have no homes. They lost their owners. The owners just don't know where they are. They don't have chips or collars or anything. So anyway, Animal Samaritans, they do such a good job in helping out on all this type of stuff. They have their Adoption Alliance Animal Rescue Program. They have pet therapy and so much more. So call Animal Samaritans today at 760-343-3477 and find out all the things that they do to help animals. They can help you and also donate some food. You can get some of that over at Costco. Who's doing what? Now, I still have that $5. I posted this on the website. Remember to use the Traveling with Francoise website. It has lots of stuff on there. It has a podcast page. It has a television page. It has the contest page, archives, information about me, homepage, our sponsors page, you name it. It's all on that website, a calendar of an events page. And right now, McDonald's has $5 off for your first Uber Eats order if you use the code GetMcD's Delivered. It's real simple. Get McD's delivered. And this is valid through December 31st, which will be here before we know it. Yeah. Boom. It'll be here. All right. And Indian Ridge Country Club, they have, again, we will be doing a show from there, but they have the new fitness and spa grand opening that's coming up soon. They have comedy nights. They have cooking classes. They have all sorts of events going on. New programs in the golf on their golf calendar for men's and ladies. They have pickleball, which we're having the big national pickleball championship is come to the, it's here in the Coachella Valley. I think it's next month or in November. Could be November. And it's going to be at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. that's how big pickleball is now. It's crazy. I shouldn't have stopped. I might have been halfway decent by now. But anyway, lots of things going on at Indian Ridge Country Club. So if you're looking for the a centrally located country club environment that really is spectacular, Indian Ridge Country Club, they're definitely the place. Check it out, Diane Williams and Associates. She will be happy to help you because she also has an on-site sales office over there at Indian Ridge. So a lot of our sponsors are doing all sorts of things. Of course, ACT has a bunch of great events, tours coming up. We have Dana Wharf Whale Watching. I don't know, did you see, I take a lot of their videos and stuff and share them on Traveling with Francoise and even just my other one, Francoise Rhodes. They had a whole pod of orcas.
Really?
Off the Dana Point area over there. And they were with their babies.
Really?
And they came right up next to the ship and they got this video. One of the whale watching ships out there, boats out there, they got incredible video of these orcas. And she said they don't normally, Donna Calise, we've had Donna on the show a couple times, says they don't normally see the orcas mm-hmm. coming in that close. But from what the news is reporting, of course, there was a shark attack on the East Coast and whatnot.
Right.
The seals are actually, with all the warmer waters, the seals are less concentrated in certain areas. They're kind of becoming spread out along the coast. And they said where there's seals, you can figure at some point right. there's going to be sharks.
Right.
Yeah. So keep that in mind, folks. If you're out there, you know, paddle boarding around and you see a whole bunch of seals, don't go over to look.
Just go back to shore.
Yeah, exactly. Go the other direction because that is tasty chow for a shark out there. So anyway, but I shared that on Traveling with Francoise. I've been sharing a lot of stuff. I've been trying to be just a little bit more active with the Facebook, even though I share. But God, some people do 4 or 5 posts a day.
Right.
On their own. No, thanks.
Hopefully they're quality posts and not just.
No, they're not. They're food and pet pictures and all this sort of stuff. So, yeah. So great for you, but no, I don't do it that much. All right, it is time for our CoachellaValley.com pick of the week. Speaking of pets, I was looking at CoachellaValley.com. Also have a new travel blog up there. This one's about Yosemite National Park, my last trip, not Yellowstone. This is when I went to Yosemite a couple of years ago and did the radio show from there. So I wrote a travel blog about it. So go to CoachellaValley.com, look on the travel section. I think I have 6 or 7 blogs up there now for you to look at. And this one I finally nailed all the boxes you have to check when you do these blogs. You don't just write them and copy and paste.
Right. No. No, you can't do that.
Oh, no. Here's what I thought, oh, it can't be that hard. And it's really not that hard, but you have to know that there's a certain box you have to check for this image, how to put the media in there, how to get a video in there, all this stuff. So anyway, this one, though, I think is probably one of my best yet. What I keep forgetting, though, is to put a headshot. I don't know why. I just don't think of it. I don't put a headshot of me in there. And I tell myself I need to put a big note somewhere. So people can kind of relate more to the face because I show pictures of where I am, not of me standing there.
Right.
I don't know. It's just not my thing. Anyway, but check it out on CoachellaValley.com. It is about Yosemite National Park and the Sugar Pine Railroad. And it was a lot of fun. So this week, sponsored by CoachellaValley.com, is our pick of the week. And I picked the Mini Mutt Meetup. This is Thursday, September 27th from 3 to 5 p.m. It is at Venus de Fido. It works. I mean, they have, you know, this big facility for humans and pets. It's a play group and meeting for small dogs 15 pounds and under, which I think is a good idea.
Yeah.
I think it would be fun. It's a great way to meet people. Go on over there. The price is $10 per pack. I don't know that. I guess if you bring more than one.
Well, you and your dog, I'm sure.
Yeah, that you're considered a pack. But so anyway, it is the Mini Mutt Meetup, Thursday, September 27th. This will be on the calendar page of Traveling with Francoise. All right, Craig, he picked, Coachella Valley CEO Craig Campbell, he picked the Joshua Tree Music Festival, which that is right around the corner also, October 4th through 7th. You can go to the website, joshuatreemusicfestival.com. He's getting that information posted on CoachellaValley.com. They did it, but they did something wrong, and so he said he had to redo the whole thing. I don't know what they did. But anyway, that is Craig Campbell's pick from CoachellaValley.com. And Sean, what did you pick for your pick of the week?
I picked the Big Queen Bingo benefiting Angel View.
Oh, okay. And when does that happen?
That is on Tuesday, the 25th.
Okay, so it is 9:25. What time?
At 9 p.m. at Hotel Zoso inside the kitchen.
Oh, it inside the kitchen?
It says the kitchen, the restaurant at
oh,
Hotel
the kitchen. Zoso. Oh,
yeah, it just says the kitchen.
So it starts at 9 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay, well, really?
It's $20, but it goes to Angel View, so.
Okay, that's interesting that it starts at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, it does kind of have a late start time.
Yeah, that does have to say. You know
what? No, that's not right. It says 2. No, it says 7 o'clock. For some reason, it lists 2, 9 p.m.
Oh,
but
okay.
It's 7. Yeah, it starts at 7.
So it's 7 tonight. Yeah, I was going to say starting at 9.
The doors
9,
open at 6, yeah. It starts at 7.
Just late. So Big Queen Bingo benefits Angel View. Sounds like a lot of fun on September 25th. 7 to 9 p.m., $20, Hotel Zoso. Now, remember, on the Traveling with Francoise website, I do have a calendar page that we update every week, and I get this information right here for our Pick of the Week on there, along with mostly everything else that we talk about on the show, so you can go there and check it out. So, okay, sounds good. Sounds like a lot of fun. Now, next week, I'm just giving you a heads up. I'm going to mention this a couple times during the show. In the second hour of the show, we are going to have Luis Fuentes. Huelhauser's longtime cameraman is going to be joining us for the entire hour. And I asked him to bring some books to give away, autographed books. And he has some stories. He's been lecturing. He's been going everywhere he goes. It gets 200 to 300 people easy to come in and hear about him working with Huelhauser. We are lucky enough that he's going to be with us next Sunday. We're also going to do a streaming live feed with CoachellaValley.com in the beginning, and then it will just kind of we'll just do a little bit of that during the show as well, and then we'll just go to the radio show. But anyway, that will happen next week. All right. On that note, we're going to step aside. We'll be right back. We have a lot more you're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I'm Francoise Rhodes, your host. All right, I've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks. It's been on the website about painting El Paseo pink and how you can help to do this. It's the 12th annual Paint El Paseo Pink Walk for Breast Cancer Awareness. They've been doing it 12 years now, and it just keeps growing and growing, and it's just such a wonderful sight to see when you're there that morning of October 13th over on El Paseo. And joining us is Sarah Bryant. She is the executive director of the Desert Cancer Foundation. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, good morning, Francois.
Well, it's been a couple times. First time you came in, let's see, we're new. Now you're not new anymore.
Yeah. Nope, I've been with DCF now for over a year. This is my second Paint El Paseo Pink, and we're really thrilled about this year's.
All right. Now, let's tell everybody, what is Paint El Paseo Pink about? So let's just kind of start it, give everybody an overview why they really should support this and be out there and have some fun, too.
Well, as most people know, October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Paint El Paseo Pink was started to help raise funds for local Coachella Valley residents for cancer screening, diagnosis, and treatment. And this program, the funds raised support our Suzanne Jackson Breast Cancer Fund program and our patient assistance program. This is a local walk. It gets family out, the kids, you know, the pets. It's just a way that the community can come together and support our local community that's fighting cancer.
All right. And the Desert Cancer Foundation, their website, folks, is desertcancerfoundation.org. It's so important that people know that you're here in the desert to help those that live here in the desert.
Absolutely. Every dollar that we raise stays right here in our local Coachella Valley, serving local Coachella Valley residents who are getting treatment here at Eisenhower or Desert Regional. If their treatment's not available here, but they're a local Valley resident, they're getting it also, we'll help support them still.
All right. And Sarah, you know, I see this in the news periodically about the strides they're making in fighting breast cancer and being working with the Desert Cancer Foundation. This is not even the right word of excitement, but hopeful. When you hear all these things, just how does it make you feel when you hear of something new, a new treatment, or you talk to people that you've worked with and they're cured? I mean, they're doing phenomenal.
It's really exciting. I've worked in breast health now for almost a decade, and in seeing the last 10 years of how we've discussed, one, how we talk about breast health and how we talk about breast cancer and all of the available treatments, you've seen how far cancer care has really come. And we do have some ways to go, but the lifespan of women who are being diagnosed has changed significantly. Women are now living with metastatic breast cancer. So before, if they were diagnosed with metastatic stage 4 breast cancer, often that prognosis was very poor with a very short lifespan ahead with all of the drugs and treatments on top of it. But we've been able to really enhance the quality of life for breast cancer patients and breast cancer survivors. You know, the 5-year survival rate has significantly increased over the last 30 years in breast cancer. And it really, it's a variety of factors, I think, that really have made this a huge change in the way that we look at breast cancer. One is the way that the community talks about it, bringing awareness to it. The second is the research that's going on and encouraging early detection and encouraging people to find a medical health plan with their doctors that really meets their needs. Each person is different, and with individualized medicine and the research that's going on, breast cancer treatment has come a long ways.
Well, and it's great, and to have foundations such as yours, Desert Cancer, to help people to go through all this, because still cancer is a very daunting word, a very scary word, and to have the support that you give is so crucial, and we thank you for that. We thank you all that you do over there at Desert Cancer Foundation.
Well, you know, we're a family over at DCF. You know, every patient that we help with their financial needs to cover the cost of their screening or their diagnosis or, you know, and mostly treatment for cancer, it's personal to all of us. Each and every one of us has been touched by cancer. Either ourselves were survivors or we've had a loved one who's been touched or affected by cancer. And so this is, you know, this is about our community. It's about our family. It's about our friends. And that just brings it back to, you know, being a local nonprofit organization that serves our local valley.
All right. So then how you all can support Desert Cancer Foundation and just show your support in lots of ways. Go out there, meet some new people, bring your pets, just have a good time and celebrate life and how all the life that's been helped through Desert Cancer Foundation is on Saturday, October 13th. So let's talk about Paint El Paseo Pink. What goes on there? It's a walk. It's not a race.
Right. Yeah. It's a walk. It's not a race. We closed down El Paseo. Last year was the very first year we did this. We closed El Paseo down from Highway 74 all the way to Portola. So we can take over the entire street of El Paseo. We're not just on the sidewalks. We've really been working to engage the merchants along El Paseo to participate, decorate their storefronts, you know, hand out goodies, just be part of the celebration. We've got live bands and DJs, and we've got a couple new activities this year. Pedal, which is a spin business. They do spin classes.
Uh-huh.
They're partnering with us and Lululemon, and they're going to be doing some spin bike classes to raise money on the street.
Yeah.
So between all of the activities going on just during the walk, but also before, so we will have lots of our sponsor vendors that will be present and handing out goodies and really engaging people and our mission and what we do and just celebrating a really important thing.
All right. And you do walk.
We walk
on El Paseo.
Yes.
Yes.
Walk along El Paseo. Some people bring their kids. Some people bring their pets. Everyone is free to dress up in as much pink as they like. Although if you register, registration is $25, and that includes a really cute pink T-shirt.
All right. Well, that's fun, too. Who doesn't love pink? We all love pink. So, and you're going out there, and the walk is, it starts at 7 a.m. or registration opens at 7 a.m.?
Registration opens at 7 a.m. So if you've pre-registered online, you can pick up your shirt either the day before on Friday, October 12th, between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the Gardens in El Paseo, or you can pick it up the morning of. However, just know that sizes are limited.
Okay.
So, you know, you might not always get the size you want if you don't pick up earlier on time.
Okay. And you
walk starts at 8.
Oh, right. Oh, the walk starts at 8. So you did mention something about a pink thunderbird? What was that about?
Yeah. Yes. So this year, leading our walk will be a 1957 pink convertible Thunderbird. It's gorgeous.
I think that's when the model first came out, I think.
Oh, yeah. It's super cute. And so we have our Grand Marshal, who is Mike Everett from KMIR.
Okay.
He's the Grand Marshal this year. We'll also have the Mayor of Palm Desert present and many other people in the Valley who've been leaders for Paint El Paseo Pink and Desert Cancer Foundation helping to kick off and celebrate this year's walk.
All right. Excuse me, I was thinking about that. And the funds generated, they go back to Desert Cancer Foundation.
Yes, 100% of the funds, because it's Desert Cancer Foundation event, come back to Desert Cancer Foundation to support our Suzanne Jackson Breast Cancer Fund for cancer screening and diagnosis, as well as our Patient Assistance Fund for treatment of cancer, all cancers, for here local in the Valley.
All right. And the phone number, if people like to, they want to talk to you, or perhaps they have questions about Desert Cancer Foundation on how you can help them or someone that they know, who do they call?
They can call us directly, 760-773-6554. And one of our lovely staff, we're a very small team, so there's only a few of us there, but we will be glad to help.
All right. And the website, again, folks, is desertcancerfoundation.org. You can register now, right, by going to the website?
You can. You can register directly on the Desert Cancer Foundation website. You can start a team. So if you want to get your family and your friends involved, you can start a team and have them register. It's really a great way to keep everyone organized and have fun together on that day.
A great way to spend a Saturday morning, folks. And if you have a business out there and you want to sponsor, I'm sure you're always open to some sponsorship.
We do have some sponsorships still available. If people are interested, they can contact our office and speak with me directly.
Okay, and that's Sarah Bryant. She is the executive director of the Desert Cancer Foundation. Again, their website is desertcancerfoundation.org. The event is Saturday, October 13th. Registration opens at 7 a.m. The walk starts at 8 a.m. It's a casual walk where you can chat and enjoy everybody around you. Take your kids, take some friends, take your furry pets. I don't just go out there and show your support and feel good about doing it as well. It's a feel good.
It really is. And yeah. The really nice thing about it, I think, is, you know, it's not going to take up your whole day.
Yeah.
It's just part of the morning. You know, mm-hmm. the walk is over by 10 o'clock. You can go out, have breakfast or lunch at one of the great restaurants in El Paseo. You know, check out some of the merchants, you know, just kind of enjoy your morning and then go on with your day. But you've done something really good for our local community.
And it's only $25. Something I like the day of this event as well. You see pink T-shirts everywhere.
Everywhere, all over the valley.
All over the valley. You see, people put them on, they don't take them off, they wear them the entire day. So, again, folks, desertcancerfoundation.org is the website that you need to go to. The event is Saturday, October 13th. All of this is on the Traveling with Francois website, so you don't have to worry about writing anything down. Just go there. It is $25 per person. Sign up now and be part of Paint El Paseo Pink Walk. There you go. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks so much, Francois. Good to see you.
Okay, good to see you. Okay, folks, we're going to step aside. We'll be right back with more. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Traveling with Francois. I am Francois Rhodes, your host. I am so apologized for the little cough that snuck out there a couple times during that interview. I was so intent on watching Sarah, listening to what she was saying and thinking about it, I forgot to breathe, which, you know, doesn't help when you're on the radio. All right. We want to welcome Abracadabra Garage Door Service to the show. Right. They are new. They've fixed my garage door, you know, the whole motor system, because my old Genie or whatever it was has a problem with the heat. Wasn't liking it. So now we have a lift master in there. So anyway, get your garage door maintenance. It shouldn't be making a bunch of noises. If it sounds like a tractor when it's going up and down, yes, you need to have it cleaned out and serviced.
It's not supposed to sound like that.
Yours doesn't sound like that?
No, I said it's not supposed to sound like
that.
No,
it's not supposed to sound
like that. No, mine probably needs to be serviced.
Yeah, I know.
I've been there for a long time, and I don't think I've ever serviced
it. Oh, jeez. Well, don't wait, because then those springs break, and you don't all of a sudden then it doesn't move.
Right.
Yeah.
And see, mine, I think I get away with it because I don't ever use it.
Oh, you don't?
But I would like to, though. But yeah, no, we don't. No, I have a car that's parked in there that doesn't move, so we don't use a garage.
Okay, I am in and out of the garage all day long.
That's what Janet wants. Janet wants to be able to park the car in the garage.
All the time. Sometimes I even feel guilty and I'll use the front door to go check the mail or something because it's, I don't know. I love walking out and opening the garage door. It's a weird thing, though. I don't know.
I'm with you. I'm with you, too, because it was like that. That's how I grew up. We always used
the garage door,
I guess, for some reason. And I don't know. I'm used to it.
Well, Abracadabra Garage Door Service. Give them a call, folks. Family owned and operated for a long time here in the Coachella Valley. In fact, Albert's dad started the business. And then, of course, A1 Custom Golf Cars. They are new to Traveling with Francois as well. If you're looking for a golf car just to run around your community, you need it at your schools or business or whatever, call A1 Custom Golf Cars, and they do the lithium battery system that not really anybody else in the Valley does. So all their information is on the website. All right. This part of the show is brought to you by the 500. 100, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers, and Italia and Gallery 500, located on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs. Go to the website, the500ps.com, for more information. They have a few office suites left, just like two or three, and it is a beautiful building. All right, what is free out there? Well, Sunnylands, they have their movies, and everybody's making fun about the birds. I know Lee Goodsell made a note. She said, I took some friends to see the birds at Sunnylands. It's the free movies out in the garden. She said, then I had some crows that I brought out and was going to surprise them with it. Do you think that's mean? And I said, heck no. If it's the first time they saw the movie, go for it. But anyway, their movie coming up on September 28th is a Birder's Guide to Everything. A group of teenage birders embark on a quest to find a bird that's thought to be extinct in 2013. It's an adventure film. It's out in the gardens there. Beautiful over at Sunnylands. In fact, we're going to have somebody from Sunnylands on the show pretty quick. So the gates, let's see. What time do all these movies start? All right, the film starts at 7:30. The gates open at 7 p.m. Bring a blanket and go out there, some chairs, just relax and have some fun outside. Also, Indian Wells, they have the Living Desert celebrates Hispanic Heritage Month with free admission for children on weekends, September 15th through October 15th. It's with a paid adult admission, but the kids are free. So, and it accumulates in the annual La Gran Fiesta on Saturday, October 13th. I'm reading this and it feels like I was just talking about this and it's already been a year.
Right.
I know. I feel like we were just talking about this event because of the Gran Fiesta that it ends with. And that happens again on October 13th and at thelivingdesert.org. Now, we do have two tickets to the Living Desert, two admission passes that are good till March 30th of 2019. If you would like those tickets, I'll mail them out to you and give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255 for two passes, admission passes, to the Living Desert. And also in the next hour, I have those tickets to the Palm Canyon Theater as well. So, all right, as for your priced events, it's brought to you by Arc Attire, formerly Desert Arc Attire. They've moved to Reserve Drive off of Varner Road in Thousand Palms. And their number is 760-343-7333 for all your embroidery and silk screening needs. Go to their website, arcattire.org. Now, Palm Canyon Theater. They're going to be joining us next week in the first hour to tell us about all the programs coming up. They have a musical, Oklahoma, that is opening on September 28th through October 7th. We're going to start giving tickets out to the Palm Canyon Theater. And single price tickets are $36. So this is a value of, what, $72 right there. And we're still trying to figure out how you're going to pick what day you're going to go and that sort of thing. But the next hour of the show, I have two tickets to see Oklahoma that we will be giving away. And you will get to pick the day that you want to go. But last season, I'll tell you, almost every one of their productions sold out. Yeah, they're doing a great job over there at the Palm Canyon Theater in Palm Springs. And I love that theater because there's not a bad seat in the house. There really isn't. It's a very intimate theater, and all the seats are fantastic. And what they do with that small of a stage is incredible. They do these full-blown big productions, and it really is something. So, again, we'll be giving those tickets away in the second hour of the show. Right now we're going over events that you need to pay for, and the Braille Institute, which normally never charges for anything, but this one they do because it's a ceramic class, and they have to have materials to go with this class, the ceramic glazing and things like that. So it is $5 fee. They have one more class left, and that is on the 28th. If you would like to go, the ceramic studio, it is on February 28th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. In October, it goes back to free, and it is a horticulture and gardening class, and they'll teach you about soils, growing tomatoes, herb greens, and about a butterfly garden. So, again, take advantage of all that the Braille Institute has to offer, including their massive library over there. The BNP Paribas Open, yeah, they're already selling tickets. I know. That's what I said when I got this. So if you want to get your tickets now, you can do that. BNPParibasOpen.com. They have discounted tickets are on sale now. And then, of course, the closer you get to the event, the more expensive the tickets become, because this, we know, is going to sell out. What, last year, how many people? 400,000 people plus? Yeah.
It was a lot. I don't remember. But
yeah. Yeah. It's about 400,000 people come to the BMP. I mean, plus.
Wow.
Yeah. It's huge. And the way they have it set up, it does not feel like it.
No. That's awesome. And that's like... That is like a title within itself, I feel like.
Yeah. I mean, if you go in there, I'll go, and I don't even go watch, because I can go up into the media booth and watch the events from up there.
Right.
But I just like wandering around, and there's music, and there's a covered seating area, like a big beer garden type thing, but it's open. You can walk in and out of it. They have all the vendors areas. They have the Jumbotrons everywhere.
So you just go enjoy the atmosphere.
Yeah. You just go, and you feel like you're almost in the stadium, just... Yeah, because you can see it all on the screen,
right.
and people are sitting out there. So it's really something, the way they have set up. They did a great job. So anyway, the BNP Paribas Open is March 4th through 17th at the Indian Wells Tennis Garden. And again, tickets are on sale now. So if you're looking for a very specific seat, though, in the stadium, I would definitely jump on it. What else do we have? Safari Nights, the Living Desert ends. I think this will be the last Friday night coming up for Safari Nights. I don't know. They might extend it, but if you've never been, it sounds like a lot of fun. They have the nocturnal safari tram tour and all sorts of things going on. And this happens at night from 7 to 9:30 p.m. over at the Living Desert Zoo and Gardens. So, again, this Friday night should be the last one. Don't forget to sign up for the Imperial Dam bus tour, which is Friday, October 19th. The bus leaves at 6:45. You have to be there, I think, it's by 6:30. The bus isn't waiting for anybody. $60 per person. It is on Wednesday, October 17th. Seating is limited. They might be sold out by now. I know a few people that are going. The information is on the website, Traveling with Francoise. It is through desertmountains.org if you want to find out more. And they are the Friends of the Desert Mountains who are... have put this together. So it sounds like a very interesting day trip. You're going to be gone all day long from 6:45 in the morning to 6 p.m. at night. So it is, and you bring a sack lunch, and they'll provide you with water, and other snacks. So you might want to do that. Or you can go to this event, too. You can do it all. You can go to Death by Chocolate at Venus de Fido. We had Pam on last week, and that is Thursday, October 25th at 5:30. These are for humans only. No pets this time over at Venus de Fido. And it's $89 per person, which includes all sorts of fun stuff, a mystery event going on and a chocolate buffet and all sorts of things, a champagne and you name it. It's going to be a fun time. And again, that happens on Thursday, October 25th at 5:30 p.m. And it's $89 per person. So that's just a little bit of what is going on in the Coachella Valley. We have so many things coming up. Now, if you have an event that you want me to talk about or put it on the website, you can always send me an email at francoiseroads @gmail.com or go to the website. There's plenty of ways to get in touch with me through the website, plenty of links there, and I will see what I can do. I just been trying to, got a lot of events already coming in, and I'm trying to change them up. So we have talking about some new events that we haven't heard about, so you can hear about them, and perhaps you might want to go. So there's really going to be, again, always something to do here in the Coachella Valley. It's becoming busy. I've seen the car carriers coming back in. Have you seen any, Sean?
I don't think I have. You know what? No, I have.
Yeah.
I have, because one parks outside my house every now and then.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, they tend to park just right in the middle of the street. The other night I was coming back from an event right in the middle of the street thinking, what the heck, you know, as you're driving down the road and you see these lights pointing at you, but it doesn't look like they're moving. And then as I got closer, I realized it was a car carrier already dropping off some cars. And I thought, wow, okay. I don't know, you shouldn't be doing it at 9 o'clock at night, but I guess you have to drop them off. You have to drop them off. So.
Right, but let's get out of the middle of the street.
Yeah. But that's what they do. They can't turn in a lot of these country clubs and stuff. They can't fit through the gates. So. All right, folks, stick around. We'll be right back. We have a lot more. We're going to shift into travel mode. We'll find out about an event up in Idlewild and more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio.